Chapter 18. So Judas came to the grove, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you that I am he," Jesus answered. "If you are looking for me, then let these men go." As Simon Peter stood warming himself, he was asked, "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it, saying, "I am not." One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him, "Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove?" Again, Peter denied it, and at that moment a cock began to crow. Then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanliness, the Jews did not enter the palace. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of the truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. With this he went out again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in a rebellion.
Jesus has already used the title "I am" 7 times to describe himself in the previous chapters. Now we see Jesus using this title clearly, declaring himself as God. You notice at least 200 Jewish troops, may have been a lot more, fell to the ground as Jesus used this phrase, "I am." A Jew would never have used this name or title of God on their lips. That would have been blasphemy. They knew Jesus was claiming divinity. Jesus uses this expression at least 13 times, as recorded in John's Gospel. Well, we see Jesus, who appears as the victim, banded around at the whims and fancies of Jewish or Roman leaders. Jesus was not the victim, my friend. He was the victor. We read in Isaiah's prophecy 700 years before, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. You know, we counted him as no worth." And yet even the cowardly Pilate, in this charade of justice, declares 3 times over, "I find no fault in him." Even his wife says, "I have nothing to do with this righteous man." And yet in all the horror of his arrest, trial, and crucifixion, the plan of a sovereign God was being unwrapped, so that my sin, oh dear friend, your sin as well, might be paid for once and for all.